Imagine a world where abandonment leaves no note, where grief has no voice, and where healing begins in the most unexpected places. This is the world of Tiernan DeHaas, standing alone in her parents' sprawling Beverly Hills mansion as paramedics remove their bodies after a meticulously planned joint suicide. They thought of everything, her father in Tom Ford, her mother in Chanel, their German shepherd safely in the garden, everything except a goodbye for their only daughter. This final abandonment merely punctuates a lifetime of careful distances, where Tiernan watched her parents share wine and secrets from the periphery, perpetually in the audience of their private magic show, never invited on stage. Even in death, they maintained this choreography of exclusion. When her father's estranged stepbrother, Jake Vanderberg, calls from the Colorado Rockies offering guardianship, Tiernan sees can escape from the suffocating attention of Beverly Hills rumor mills. What do you do when the people meant to love you most leave you with nothing but designer clothes and an emptiness so vast it threatens to swallow you whole? For Tiernan, salvation might lie in the rugged mountains, among strangers who could become the family she never truly had, or who might shatter what little remains of her already broken heart. The Vanderberg men contrast sharply with Tiernan's former socialite world. Jake, in his late 30s, offers no hugs, just brief exchanges and a detour to a candy store where Tiernan indulges in forgotten sweets. Noah, the youngest son, studies her intently, casually warning that she'll learn to like beer since they drink a lot here. Their mountain home impresses with massive windows overlooking wilderness, though the lifestyle remains primal. A freshly killed deer hangs in the garage, part of their grow, catch, and kill philosophy. When asked if he hated her father, Jake answers, "I don't see your father when I look at you." Then there's Caleb, the older brother who hasn't spoken since childhood. Their first encounter is jarring. He returns blood-covered from hunting, pins her against a wall, and kisses her until Noah intervenes, explaining, "She ain't a townie, she's family." Alone that night, Tiernan realizes she's exchanged one isolation for another with three rugged mountain men whose intentions remain unclear. As winter isolates the mountain, Tiernan forms distinct connections with each Vanderberg man. Jake alternates between gruff and tender. Noah offers friendly flirtation, but with silent Caleb, she develops the deepest bond. Caleb communicates through intense gazes and deliberate touches. He holds Tiernan through night terrors and protects her from local troublemakers. Noah eventually reveals Caleb's trauma. At 4, their mother abandoned him, locked in a car for 4 days. The experience broke something in him, and he stopped talking as his one form of control, withholding his voice from a world that failed him. This revelation transforms Tiernan's understanding. His silence isn't a quirk, it's armor. She recognizes herself in his defense mechanisms. While he refuses to speak, she has spent years refusing to feel. "I'm not used to people," Tiernan confesses, aware she's drawn to a man who doesn't speak after escaping parents who never truly spoke to her. Yet in Caleb's silence, she finds more genuine communication than in all her parents' empty words. As the mountain isolates them completely, boundaries between Tiernan and the Vanderberg man blur. Jake finds himself drawn to her in disturbing yet exciting ways. Noah offers friendship that crosses into romantic territory, while Caleb's approach is primal and possessive. Tiernan develops relationships with all three men, each fulfilling different needs. Jake provides protection and guidance, Noah offers understanding, and Caleb connects with her viscerally. These unconventional relationships force Tiernan to question societal norms about family, love's forms, and the boundaries between healing connection and destructive codependence. The mountain's isolation creates a world where conventional rules seem irrelevant. Cut off from society's judgment, they create their own moral framework based on consent, honesty, and emotional authenticity, challenging readers to examine their assumptions about relationships. The central paradox lies in how vulnerability becomes strength. Each character begins with defensive walls: Tiernan's emotional numbness, Jake's isolation, Noah's superficial charm, and Caleb's literal silence. Yet it's only by lowering these defenses that they begin to heal. For Tiernan, the journey involves learning to express her needs after a lifetime of being ignored. When she finally breaks down in Jake's arms, admitting she doesn't know how to be part of a family, it marks a breakthrough. Her tears represent courage to acknowledge pain after years of suppression. "I've been punishing myself over parents who never loved me," she realizes, freeing herself from seeking their approval. Jake's vulnerability emerges when he shares the story of Flora, a woman whose suicide was orchestrated by Tiernan's parents. By opening up, he begins creating a genuine family. Caleb's journey most powerfully embodies this theme. His silence, once a shield, becomes a prison preventing him from expressing his feelings for Tiernan. When she discovers his journals, she realizes he has a voice the world cannot hear. Throughout the story, the concept of home evolves from physical location to emotional belonging. Tiernan's parents' mansion never felt like home, despite its luxury, while the mountain house initially represents mere escape. As winter isolates them, the physical confines paradoxically create space for emotional growth. The house transforms into a place of memory, with rooms becoming associated with moments of connection. Symbolic spaces emerge. Caleb's fishing cabin represents authenticity. The pond where Tiernan swims symbolizes her independence, and the barn's burning tests their ability to protect what they've built together. When Tiernan returns to California, she finds her parents' house emptier than before, realizing that all the wealth means nothing without the life and family I found in Chapel Peak. The novel's resolution redefines home as relationship rather than place. "My home is where you are," Caleb tells Tiernan, transforming home into a portable concept that exists wherever loved ones gather. The final arc explores how trauma passes through generations and how such cycles can be broken. Each character carries inherited wounds. Tiernan bears her parents' emotional neglect, while the Vanderburg men carry their mother's abandonment scars. These patterns threaten to repeat until they consciously choose different paths. Jake begins actively engaging with his sons. Noah suggests spreading his mother's ashes for Caleb's closure. Tiernan decides to feel her grief rather than suppress it. Most powerfully, Caleb breaks his decades-long silence to express love, ending the cycle of emotional withholding. The epilogue shows their life 5 years later with son Griffin, remaining deeply involved unlike Tiernan's distant parents. The title Credence gains significance as each character requires faith. Tiernan needs to be seen beyond her parents' daughter. Jake needs his sons to believe he can be more than a provider, and Caleb requires others to see beyond his silence. The core message is that healing doesn't require perfect people, only the belief that broken people can find wholeness together.